Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Friday, December 18th, 2020. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Direct Mail for Mac. Leading off today, Apple's Tim Cook and Craig Federighi have been ordered to testify in the company's ongoing legal battle with Epic Games. New court filings this week indicate that Epic is making a long list of requests for documents and testimonies from Apple, but Apple argues that these requests will place a large burden on its company. The filing indicates that Epic is asking Apple to supply extensive documentation regarding the App Store and its various policies. The court, however, has stepped in and said that Epic should not ask for more data than what's necessary. And as for testimony from Cook and Federighi, Apple first said that Cook would only be available for a maximum of 4 hours, but the judge denied this request and said that limitations can't be determined until Epic explains what documents and questioning will require Cook's presence. So if Epic comes up with a long list of questions for Tim Cook, then he could be testifying for longer than 4 hours. Secondly, Apple requested that Eric Neuschwander, a software manager who helps run the App Store and reports to Federighi, testify instead of Federighi himself. The judge, again, denied this request, citing Federighi as a higher-level decision-maker than Neuschwander. The trial between Apple and Epic Games over the App Store is set to take place in July of 2021, but we expect more information to come out through another hearing set for January 8th. This battle is far from over, and the testimonies from Cook and Federighi make it quite a bit more interesting. In other news today, the AirPods Max smart case has received almost more attention than the headphones themselves. While Apple has said that this design is with good reason, reviewers have almost universally hated it, made worse by the fact that it appeared necessary to fully turn off the headphones. But an updated Apple support document today reveals that using the case makes very little difference to battery life. The support document explains that AirPods Max have three power modes: in use, low power, and ultra low power. Whether or not you put them into the case, the AirPods Max go into low power mode pretty much as soon as you stop using them. And whether or not you use the case, they only drop into ultra low power mode a very long time later. Apple says that when you place AirPods Max in the smart case, they go into low power mode immediately and go into ultra low power mode after 18 hours. When not in the smart case, they go into low power mode after 5 minutes, then into ultra low power mode after 72 hours. So the only time that using the case will make a significant difference in battery life is when you're putting them aside for more than 18 hours, for example, overnight. Even then, we still don't know the difference in current power draw between low and ultra low modes, but actually early testing indicates that there is not as big of a difference as Apple might want you to think. This is important news because it means you don't actually have to use the smart case as much as you might think and as much as Apple would want you to, and it also means that third-party accessory makers should be able to make their own cases for AirPods Max pretty easily. We are sponsored this week by Direct Mail for Mac. Get 10% off your first email campaign at directmailmac.com/9TO5. If you're looking to grow your business or stay in touch with fans and followers, take a look at Direct Mail for Mac, the number one rated email marketing app for macOS. Direct Mail is built specifically for the Mac. You can get your work done in half the time using all of the Mac technologies you've grown to love: drag and drop, integration with other apps, and much more. Direct Mail also has customizable templates that look great on all devices and helpful customer service staffed by real humans, not chatbots. Send your first email campaign today with a free download of Direct Mail. 9 to 5 Mac daily listeners can save 10% off all full-featured plans by heading to directmailmac.com/9TO5. To round out today, let's check in with Trevor Doherty from 9 to 5 Toys, who has details on some of the best Apple deals of the day.
This weekend's best Apple-focused deals over at 9 to 5 Toys include a new TV and movie show sale over on the iTunes storefront. You'll find iconic titles like Schitt's Creek, Seinfeld, The Office, and more all discounted to all-time low prices. Today only over at Woot you can save on various Apple Watch and iPhones from $100. In certified refurbished condition, iPhone XS is just over $400, iPhone 11 Pro is $700, along with a host of other discounts on Apple's wearables. Of course, you'll find all of the best deals this weekend on 9to5toys.com. You also want to make sure you're following us on Twitter at 9to5toys so you don't miss out on any of our favorite offers or the coolest new gear that we share with our readers every day.
That wraps up another week of 9to5Mac Daily. As always, if you like the show, please be sure to subscribe in Apple's podcast app or Overcast or wherever you listen every day. And while you're there, it's very helpful to us if you leave us a rating and a review. My thanks again to Direct Mail for Mac for sponsoring 9to5Mac Daily this week. You can find more information about Direct Mail at the link in the show notes below. You can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5Mac.com. Follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back on Monday for another week of Apple News.